You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
It is a pleasure to be joined by Malabatsi Machana, who has an exhibition on at the Blue Oyster Gallery, Form and Matter, that's running at the moment, and Pew Pew, who's been on the show a handful of times now, director at Blue Oyster Gallery. Welcome, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having us.
All good, all good. So, this is the first time that your work has been exhibited in Aotearoa.
That is very true.
Is it the first time your work has been exhibited at all?
Not at all. I've had my first exhibition back at home, Cape Town, South Africa. That's when I was studying contemporary photography at Cape Town School of Photography, and that's kind of been my first few stepping stones into art and media. Yeah,
awesome. I was thinking that, because that was where I was going to go, is the photography. So the form or the format of the artworks is some photography, some painting?
Yeah. So it originally started out with photogrammetry and looking into using light-sensitive papers to illustrate a more abstract view of photography and capture more of the fundamental structure of it, of just only the emotional aspects of it instead of the clarity of a sunset, using the abstract lights of paper to kind of capture the emotion of it and the softness and the lack of structure in it. Moved away from that into more having a more hands-on experience of it, using acrylic ink and raw canvas to play around a lot with the color and the emotional intent that went behind every piece.
Yeah, so hearing about the sort of abstract, emotive stuff that you liked in photography, I guess, then sort of painting or some form of visual art is a natural progression from that, because it means you're in full control of the sort of abstraction. You study... chemistry is part of it, but the other part of your degree is...
My major is in sustainable energy and my minor is in chemistry. And I know it's kind of like contrast to every other aspect of my life. So much so that anyone like says, oh, what's your Instagram? They look it up and they're like, holy art student. And it's like, wow, it's actually quite far from it. Through and through, I've always been like more science-focused student, and I think having not focused on art a lot, it kind of left a gap in feeling fulfilled. Sure. I think when I was a kid, I used to draw a lot. I was really reclusive. I'd stay in class during break times, and I'd draw a lot, and that was huge aspect to emotional regulation for myself and, you know, understanding myself, processing things, and obviously it wasn't the greatest developmental thing you want your kid to do, be reclusive and be inside all the time. So I think teachers got a hold of that and really pushed for me to go outside. So there was like a period between middle school, high school that an aspect of myself was cut out, and I think that's true for everyone in that if there's a core aspect in you, it will return to you no matter what. Listen to yourself. You're not going to feel like a whole person. You'll know that something's missing and open yourself up to it to reconnect with what you once lost.
Sure.
Yeah.
So when... did it sort of come back in? Has it been since you moved? Because you only moved to the country a year ago. When did it sort of come back in? When did you decide, no, this is something I'm doing and it's my choice to do?
Oh, I wish I could say there was like a pinnacle moment where it's come back. But it's more like it's been quiet whispers that are coming here and there, a little push one day. And softly coming back into being. So I think the same is true for like so many aspects of our lives. It's rarely just one big bang of a moment we're back. And it's more of just a very gradual getting back into form. Yeah.
Is there any of that in these artworks specifically?
Yeah, specifically in these ones, I think, you know, talking a little bit about, like, what it's about, the work involved, kind of an affection for the ephemera, moments that exist very temporarily, very briefly, that come incompletely. And I think that also talks about, you know, how getting back into creativity has come, you know, very incompletely, very briefly. And it's in very loose thoughts, the kind of thoughts we have when we let our thoughts run without, you know, holding the reins. A lot of the borders, the lines that we draw that make shapes, that make, you know, what's the boundary between you and what's not you, what's a defining aspect of something, and all of that just slowly dissolving into one another, and what's left is kind of just raw emotion of it. If I'd have to point towards the closest thing you can imagine, it'd be a lot of people would point towards feeling dissociation from it,
sure.
Feeling like there's this gap between what's you, what's something else, what's real, what's not real, and there's this massive part of things dissolving into each other, and in that there's this lack of certainty, lack of things looking very clear, and instead of like wanting to go into trying to define, trying to draw solid lines in this temporary moment of your life where things aren't very clear, aren't very, you yourself don't even understand them in the moment, try and use that moment to express what the fundamental feeling is, the softness of it, and just dissolve yourself in the moment of it. Yeah,
I was going to say that's a very hard thing to capture. You know, like you've described it well, but it's a hard thing to visualize because it is such a, you know, disconnected sort of in-between space that we're talking about.
You've written about it like a perpetual state of emergence, and then also talking about butterflies and this perpetual state of
sort
emergence
of evolution
kind of thing.
And
it really comes through in the work and in the exhibition. You know, it's
Mama.
Building
toys.
Okay, well, we're just on the radio live, so it's okay. You can watch toys for now, and then we'll
we're having an emergent moment.
That was an emergent moment. Yeah. But it's really present in the exhibition itself. Like when you go in, the works are, you know, the main installation in the central part of the Pearl Space, like it is moving, it is shifting, it is changing over time. In the exhibition, the paper itself is moving, which is really beautiful, and then the paintings themselves as well, you can really kind of fall into them and then fall into that state of quite generative
disassociation. The ones I've seen have been ones where I feel like, specifically myself, when I view art, I do like to do that. Sometimes I step back, let my eyes glaze over, and just sort of, you know, try not to actively look and just sort of exist in front of it and see where my brain goes with that. And they look fantastic for that specific kind of viewing.
It's such a specific thing to capture as well in an exhibition, and that's a really awesome thing that you've done. You know what I mean?
Thanks.
Yeah.
And I was thinking when I was looking at them, and then I saw that you're a chemistry minor, I was thinking that there was some visual connections there, perhaps. Like, there is a lot of, you know, I'm not a chemist, so I don't know, but the sort of microscope chemistry stuff has that sort of vague defined sort of look to it. Did that ever, you know, has that ever occurred to you when you were looking at?
I wish I could say that was true. I wish I could give a very analytical and very intelligent response on the chemistry of it. But a lot of it during the process was very reactive to emotions, very, I think, if I recall, some the processes of some of the works was very trying to control a lot of aspects of it. And I realized it was a learning curve in that I understood, like, I began to learn that this is an aspect that you can't control, even the themes of it. I was, like, wanting to, like, create this aspect of loose images bleeding into one another and not trying to hold the reins of where your thoughts are going. And I realized in the process of creating that work and trying to lead with this theme, I was kind of being hypocritical, because I was really trying to, like, control how the images look and fighting against, you know, what natural paints and gravity is, what it does to the paints on the canvas. And I was thinking, you know, that's something to take note of during the process, about, like, not trying to have control, let things come into be part of in your daily life, my daily life. Even, like, right now, you can't really, like, control everything if kids want to speak on the radio.
Sure.
That's part of the process. That's, yeah. I think, a big part of it is also learning about let it be. I always talk about having experiences. Every experience is an experience worth having. Living is an experience. Have it. Don't reject anything. Just have an experience, and that experience makes you, in a sense. Every experience that you've had has, wow, big thought, right? Every experience you had is,
ooh, Sunday, 22 minutes past 12, ooh.
Yeah, but yeah, basically just about that. Yeah,
awesome. So you have an artist talk as part of the exhibition coming up Saturday. That's at
11:30 at Blue Oyster. And then there's also a workshop at 1:30. And if you want to join the workshop, then you have to email admin@blueoyster.org.nz.
That is admin@blueoyster.org.nz.
It's going to be an awesome workshop. And the artist talk is going to be really great as well. Even just hearing you briefly talk about the work has been really inspiring and amazing. And so I'd really encourage everyone to come along next Saturday.
And you're on Moray Place?
We're on Dowling Street.
Oh, no, you're on Dowling Street. Sorry, there's
very
so
close.
Many galleries around that.
Just,
I know.
Yeah, it is actually quite competitive.
That's more of the area.
No,
Dowling Street.
It's totally fine.
Yeah. Next to
Milford Galleries.
Yeah.
You can always make a day of all the galleries down there. There's about four that you could get to in, you know.
Yeah, 7 or 8 you could get to within, like, 3 minutes of each other. Yeah, which is good. People should be doing the circuits.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's been lovely speaking to you. If this has posed any questions for anyone, or if they want to try and get defined lines, they could come try and get them out of you. But I appreciate that the work is an emergent sort of a thing that you let happen rather than doing specifically. And it looks... the way you describe it, it has captured that perfectly.
Yeah. No, it really has. It's an incredible exhibition. Yeah.
And if anything you've heard has been like, "Oh, I don't know how that would look. Oh, I'm not sure. I'm not sure how that would come across." Go see the paintings. They contextualize this discussion very, very well. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for coming
for having us
to speak with me. It's been lovely. And you run until the something of September.
Towards the end of September. Is it? Yeah, end of September.
My screen's turned off. I should have it.
No, it's fine.
You've got a few weeks, but next Saturday would be
the perfect
time.
It's best seeing shows when the artist is there talking about the show. You get the most out of it, you know?
Yeah.
Awesome. So I'm going to go ahead and play some Japanese Breakfast now while I walk these guys out as I produce the show as well as host the show on the Saturdays. Yeah.
Thanks, Jack.
But yeah, Head Over Heels, Japanese Breakfast, the Dbag Late Breakfast Show, Radio 1, Molibotsi Machana, Form and Matter, Blue Oyster Gallery. I've said it all.
That was a Radio 1 91FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.